Hello everyone, welcome to Black Plus Coffee, a podcast all about coffee and nothing else. My name is Philip, and as always, I'm not alone. I'm with my man here, Moses Masiu. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, sir. Can't complain much in this world of coffee.
That's awesome.
And how are you doing, my good sir?
I'm doing well. It's been a very interesting year. Yeah. 2 months into it, now heading into the third month.
Yeah.
A lot has happened in the coffee world, and we are excited to talk about it and just recap on this episode. But before we do that, we just want to encourage people who are new here, actually welcome you.
Welcome to Black Plus Coffee.
Welcome.
As you usually say, this is a show where we talk about coffee and nothing else but coffee. Also of coffee and possibly in other ways, I don't have coffee. And as Philip has mentioned, a lot has been happening in the world of coffee. And possibly before we even dive deeper into that, if you've not yet subscribed to our podcast channel, please do Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcast, or Apple Podcast. Please do subscribe. As soon as we release an episode, you'll be the first one to receive.
Yeah, and for those who have been like listening to us for, I don't know, 23rd episode now, which has been a lot. Really appreciate the support. Do continue to support us, guys. Follow us on Instagram. Get in contact with us if you want to. Maybe talk about collaboration, or you want to show us something, or you want to know, learn more about who we are and what we do. And if you are a sponsor, this is a great way to join us as well. Like, we are open to hear what you have to say. We are growing, we are getting bigger as time goes, and we are very excited. We have something unique, and just the podcast about coffee, trying to teach people more about coffee as well. So and these are two chefs who love coffee. So we want people to learn more and do cupping and do all this fantastic stuff. For people to know more. So do let us know. Just send us a message or whatever might be the case. We would really like to talk. If you are keen on being on our podcast or partnering in many ways, that would be great.
And you can do that by sending us a DM on Instagram, which is Black Plus Coffee, or alternatively, for now, we are just back on our Gmail account, which is blackpluscoffee@gmail.com. Just send anything, like questions, things, stuff you want to ask. That's the platform for now.
Like I said, like Moses said, actually, do DM us if you want to get in contact about anything. But today, we want to talk about something that has happened. Like, when was it?
Two weeks back.
Yeah. So we had the national coffee competition, which was very exciting. We're going to dive into that, like our experience. How was it? And what did we find most amazing about the event as well? So tune into this episode as we dive into that as well. Grab a cup of coffee, listen, and we're just gonna get into that and talk more into it.
And I think something that I appreciate sometimes, at least for us, I know I'm giving ourselves credit here, but it's the fact that we are not necessarily involved in coffee where we are baristas as our 9-to-5 and stuff, is that we are still in the consumer point of view. So we are experiencing stuff from a consumer point of view, even though we do have interactions with guys that are within the industry who are 9-to-5 basically. It's in coffee, but we come from a background of being consumers, and we still are. So it tends to give us I think a fresh perspective, you know. Not a biased one, so to speak.
That is true. I guess even the people who are listening with hope as well, it's people who want to learn more about coffee as well, what's out there, even competitions. Like, some people wouldn't know that the competitions in coffee, that people go to WBC, World Barista Champs, or whatever might be the case, to compete. And like, consumers are the biggest things in the coffee industry. Coffee, for coffee to be sold, it needs people. There's a demand and supply curve that needs to be met. So we're gonna get into the episode and talk about the comps. 2 weeks back, Where were we?
Yeah, man, that was quite exciting. Yeah. We're at Father Coffee. So basically, we're talking about the South African coffee champs.
Yeah.
That happen on a year-to-year basis, so to speak. So whoever wins that title, whether it be World Barista Champs, Latte Art, or Cup Taste, that they go and represent South Africa, or that particular nation, for example, if it's happening in the UK, then the barista champ from UK will go and represent, which in this case, the barista champs or the latte art champs, rather, let me just say the barista champs and the cup tasters, they'll be going to Greece, to Athens, where they compete worldwide with other world barista champs.
Yeah.
So Philip and I had the privilege, I say, because not like you have mentioned, like not anyone knows about these competitions that are happening. But we were privileged enough to be able to attend the South African barista champs, the finalists were competing.
Yeah.
Not only Paris, why do I keep on saying
competition?
Why do I keep on saying Paris?
There was a term for it, I forgot the word, but it was a competition in itself, like from Moses said, latte to barista to cup tasters as well, which was a different experience, to be honest, for me.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that. So that's where we were at 2 weeks back on a Saturday. It was raining in Joburg, so a great day to really go to a coffee competition and to go to a coffee shop in Joburg that does excellent as well in terms of coffee culture and stuff. How did you find it? Like entering the place, what are your initial reaction? How many times have you been to Father in Cromerville?
Quite a few times because we are closer to Philip and I. We are closer to the other branch in
Rosebank.
In Rosebank, so we don't necessarily go there a lot of times, or quite a few times, to be quite honest. Not as frequent as we'd go to Rosebank.
Mm.
But yeah, man, you know, Father, it's it's the standard when it comes to South African specialty coffee scene.
Sure.
With the coffees that they bring, they say they bring about 40 plus coffees a year, and like they bring world class, like top quality beans into their store. So we're at Cromerville in Sandton, and I think it was just nice to see everyone from the coffee community gathered in one space, seeing people that you normally see on Instagram.
That's true.
Which has become our new TV, so to speak. It's like it become more celeb. Like
that's funny.
Exactly. But yeah, it was just nice to see everyone within the South African coffee space gathered in one space, and just conversations and just enjoying the national champs. How was it?
I think it was like just entering as well. You're entering the venue, it's packed. Like, we're not lying. Like, you would assume like it's a competition that it's not kind of well known in a sense. Like, Soweto Derby, everyone will be packed. Like, you'd see like trains, you'd see buses, you'd see taxis going to the same venue, people wearing the same kind of clothes or whatever team you support. But with coffee, it's different as well, because you are going to that space. A couple of people know about the competition, and you enter in there, it's packed. It's literally packed. The queue to save this, like to buy coffee, was insane as well. So you had to even order in like people, right? Like first time in my life when I've been to a coffee shop like Father, where they had to write it down and then
precisely.
Yeah, because there's so many people. But it was really amazing, like just entering at first, seeing that as an introvert, it's overwhelming at first.
For both of us, like
it's overwhelming. It's only funny that we do a podcast about coffee, but it's still overwhelming for us. But it was a great experience at the beginning, and the competition started. Yeah. I think we arrived actually after JP had gone. We missed
one
person was doing a set, but the competition started. How was the experience from there?
I think the first competition that we got to was the Cup Tasters.
Yes.
So yeah, we got to see every competitor in the Cup Tasters championship.
Yeah.
Can you just run us through what a Cup Taster is all about for like people who never heard of what a cup taster is about to begin with.
I think it's quite an interesting thing. So there's this thing called cupping in coffee, like, which is coffee tasting, basically. We have hosted one of those, and we hope we're going to do it as well this year. So World Cup tasters, in a sense, when it's the world competition, it's where people taste it on their palate. Like, it's absolutely amazing. Like, that was my first time actually seeing the competition live.
Didn't you see it when they were still the comps last year?
At Hostex.
Top six, top eight. Yeah.
I don't remember. No. I don't think. Oh, we did. We did. we did. But the thing is, at Hostex, we were all over the place. But there it was more
focused.
Intense. It's top six of them or?
Yeah, top eight.
I think it was top eight. And it was just amazing, just being there. You hear people. So it's tasting. You are tasting coffee. You are picking up which one is odd out of the three. So it's a station of three coffees per. Let's say you have eight groups.
Yeah.
And then it's three of them. Three coffees on each group. Like group one is three coffees. Yeah. Group two is three coffees. And then you have to pick up which one is odd out of all those coffees.
Out of the three.
Out of the three that you have, your group. And then you go around the entire groups, like group one up to eight, let's say. Yeah. And this person that tasting, trying to figure out which coffee is odd, which one is different. And it's intense. The amount of, like, I don't know, like, of your palate, like, that you need, like, to have.
It has to be like a serious, refined palate.
Yeah.
Because from the three that you are given, you need to pick the odd one out and take it out from the... from the initial line or from the initial category, and then you are judged on that. So how it works is that the more correct odd ones that you get, you win, and also you are timed on that as well. In case if it's a tie, it's between me and Philip, and we both pick four, and those four are correct, then they will have to check the time to see which one did it in a much quicker way.
Yeah, so that was interesting because, like, it was intense. These people are in that zone. You're drinking, you're slapping so much coffee at the same time.
That sound when you eat soup, like.
It's a bit disgusting at first.
And sometimes they spit it out on a cup.
So these guys are going through those coffees, and I was thinking to myself, the amount of caffeine that you're drinking, even though it's limited, but you're just going through these groups of coffees, three each. Group, it's a bit different, but it was a nice competition. We got to see people who got six, guys who were just doing great. Some were taking that time just to taste the coffee and learn more about it.
I feel like one of the competitions was just enjoying the coffee.
Yeah,
it was not slipping, it was just drinking.
There was Ishan and Fulu.
Yeah,
I think, watching those guys, they were just so taking the time.
Enjoying themselves.
Yeah, and just using the palate to taste what's good. And then, is it Retta from Evan Brew? Yeah. She did well. She did it within like a shorter time compared to Folo.
Yeah.
And that's how as well she won. But she did well. Like, to just pick up coffee out of that, it's absolutely amazing. So that's Cup Tasters.
That's Cup Tasters. I'm thinking of doing it this year, man.
We'll see. I have to change my palate. I think with Cup Tasters, you need to be drinking coffee on a crazy level. In a sense that you need to be constantly
tasting defects.
Yeah. Knowing what's good, what's not good, what flavors are you picking up. So it's a great, I would love to do it, but you have to train your palate as well to pick up those type of things. But it's absolutely great, and I love how the public can get involved as well. Like, if you want to get, you enter the competition, compete, it's you are allowed in a sense.
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date with the new dates for the championships for 2024, right?
Ah, cool.
They're competing here nationally, and then the winner in 2024, I think. We'll keep you up to date with that, and obviously the competitions are hosted by Skaza. So do check out the previous episode that we had with
Sean.
With Sean as well, to hear what Skaza is about and stuff. But one of the primary competitions that they are responsible for is the Cup Tasters.
Yeah, and I think they did a great job as well. Like Moses and I were like, man, we wish we could have volunteered for this. We didn't know about the volunteer. Maybe there could be more awareness that you can volunteer as a consumer or someone who's not maybe working in the outside of the coffee space. But it was great, like just seeing the standard, the level that the guys have put in, the judges that are there, even like a world-class judge like Nina to come through, and just like that shows the level of effort Skaza put in that competition itself. And it's great to see. It's really great to see that.
It's nice to see also the Coffee Meg as well. Interviewing people, making sure that everything is done properly, and kudos to them as well for being the media side, especially in countries South African specialty coffee. We wouldn't have known about this competition if it went for them.
That's true. And so I think overall, in terms of it, I think it was great in terms of how organization wise it went. Like Winston, Sean, MCing, like guys are doing a great job in terms of letting people into the experience of what someone is doing as they taste or what. But let's talk about the barista champs. Like that in itself is always hectic.
That one is always hectic. It's always the big one.
Yeah.
It's always the big one.
15 minutes to do your set.
Yeah.
To get through your coffee set. Firstly, you do.
You basically given into, I don't know if I should say, three stages. But basically, you are given an opportunity to make an espresso from your beans. Secondly, is to do a milk-based beverage. Where obviously, you're infusing your espresso with your milk. And thirdly, to do your signature drink, where you are infusing other ingredients into your espresso. To just basically enhance the flavors that way initially explained in your espresso. So that's how it goes, and we're also given 15 minutes, as Philip has mentioned, to do all those stuff. So basically what the barista champs is all about is basically what your barista does on a day-to-day basis, but now it's in a competition level. So you have to do a stuff faster, and you are judged on the simplest of stuff, like if your workstation is clean, and all these other components that you normally not be judged for in a coffee shop, because there is Moses and Philip who just asked for a cappuccino. But there is no room for error. Like Philip has said, one of the judges is a world known judge who was also there facilitating.
As well, it's intense in terms of you are talking. I think that's another,
everyone is just quiet.
Element of like barista champs, it's you are not just in your zone. You have to keep people in, I don't know, like as audience, they need to be involved. Your judges, you need to constantly
take them through the experience, what you are doing now, why you are doing that.
That is not easy as it sounds. That's a tough job, because you have to be focused as well. You are running your shots. You don't want them to be under-extracted, over-extracted. You want everything, or even like steaming your milk. You don't want to ruin that. Too hot, it messes up your whole set. But just barista comps are just intense in its nature, and now just imagine doing that on a world stage,
where on a national stage, man.
It's insane. So I'm just trying to elevate the pressure as well. Just imagine it on the world and then national as well. It's still insane, that amount of people that are watching you. But it was really great just seeing guys like Tiny being backed up by the team at Tribeca.
That was nice to see.
Like all those guys that are under Tribeca as well, Lucky Bread, whatnot. And just seeing the amount of support
that the baristas get.
It's so amazing. Like just, and I'm remembering the conversation with Sean where he was talking, how can we help baristas as well and stuff. And just seeing that each barista has their own team, the people that are
helping
them, tasting coffees, charging, and whatnot. It was really amazing. The sets were great. It's
world class, man. World class.
So it was absolutely well organized, and guys, kudos for such a great job, Skaza.
But I feel like if you're gonna go through each and every top six of the barista,
that's gonna take a long time.
It's gonna take time. But what were your highlights from the six? Just pick one or two.
I think Tiny support, in a sense, like just seeing the amount of confidence she has as well. Like we were saying that, like she spoke well. She took you through the narrative of the coffee and just seeing people cheer it up as well. Man, you're talking about funny as well, like guys were doing a great job, like it's just,
hey, brought some incredible coffees that I wish I could taste.
Yeah. Oh, that's another highlight of like, you have these coffees that are coming that people are competing with, which have been roasted, and some of them are excellent, most of them. And then Steve-O winning the comps as well. I think Moses and I were talking about, how, like, listening to that set, it felt, I don't know, different. It was in different. Sense. Him talking about sustainability. I think that's another thing, element of, like, that you need to look at. The world has become more conscious of what you eat, what you say, what you drink. So there is an element of how do we keep it sustainability. Sustainable in a sense. So coffee in itself, it's at an issue of sustainability. It's at the forefront of it. Like, we have to talk about it. We have to talk about how do we keep it in the long run. So I think that set was amazing as well. And you can see the experience that someone has who has been at the world stage where it didn't go well to some extent, but they're able to pick up that experience and learn and put it in that craft to compete in the national level as well. It's absolutely great.
I think that was, like, honestly, that was a great set. Like you're mentioning, from a sustainability point of view, because I remember, I can't explain it properly, but I think he was using some leftover milk to make, I think, the signature beverage. Mm-hmm. And there was a point where he was using the grounds to add them, infusing them in some of his sets. I was like, wow, that's proper. That's what we are looking forward to. Like, these are the stuff that are future oriented, not just future oriented, but obviously also stuff that we should be starting to implement from now on, you know.
But it was absolutely great. Like I would recommend everyone who wants to get into coffee or learn more about what the world champs or the national champs is all about to come to these things as well. I think it's free. That's the best part about this as well. It's that you get to have this experience for free, support people, check what's happening. And I would recommend it to anyone. Like, just get in, enjoy the vibe, enjoy seeing people who love coffee, what's it all about.
Basically, you get to explore the world of coffee, and you get to see that it's not just you're going to your favorite coffee shop and drinking coffee. There is more that is to coffee than getting your normal cup every day.
I agree. So, guys, next year, join this competition. Even events like Creative Week, all these coffee events, Specialty Coffee Expo happening mid-May. Join that as well. Like, join the experience if you want to learn more about coffee. Listen to this podcast as well as we share details. And we'll talk more about comps as well, but we just wanted to kind of
share our experience.
Yeah, and recap on what happened. That was 2 weeks ago, so it's still fresh in our mind, and we wanted to get into that. And congratulations to Steve-O. Well done.
And to Rita as well.
Yeah, Rita. I forgot who won the latte.
Latte, you didn't even talk about
Jeff.
Jeff, sorry.
Yeah, Jeff. Congratulations to those guys. They
and
did well.
And I think he's representing us once again. He's been quite. He did it. I think it was late last year to compete.
When was the last time he did it?
He took it again.
Yeah, so. The problem is with latte, I don't drink milk, and it's always a problem.
No, but
I'm not a milk person. Sometimes it becomes a bit, I don't want to watch it.
That's not an excuse.
I know.
Basically, latte art, basically, usually, for those that are not well-versed, so to speak, who are not coffee drinkers, to be quite honest, frequent coffee drinkers or go to cafes, is that usually there's a pattern that they pour on your cup, whether it's a form of an art. I think art is quite popular, so that you will call a latte art. So basically on this competition is that guys are given a specific drawing, and they need to replicate that drawing into their drink. Yeah. So it's not just, you are not just putting your heart. There's a dragon, there's this exciting and that. Like, stuff, it's also intense. Yeah. It's also intense. And it's a skill, to be quite honest.
It is
a skill. So kudos to Jeff for that.
Yeah. No, it did well.
Taking it.
Yeah, and hey, we want to wish these guys good luck in Athens this year.
Jeff is going to.
Oh, so the latte art is in a separate location.
So I just forgot the location, but it's in Asia, I think.
Yeah. Okay, cool. But yeah, guys, good luck on that. Wish you well. And it was a great experience, like we said. And we'll talk more about this as we break it down even further. Maybe things that we notice or things that can be different or something different that we are not thinking about at this moment that could have been implemented. But other than that, it was
well done to Skaza, to the South African coffee community, and for just general consumers who were there, just like Philip and I, you know, just supporting.
It was great.
Yeah.
So, guys, thank you so much for listening, and hope you will enjoy this episode as it drops. We enjoy doing this, and like I said, if you want to sponsor us, this is a great time to join us on this journey. We're growing, we're getting there, and we just want to collaborate as well. And if you are listening to us for the first time, hey, thank you so much for listening to us, and we hope you're gonna share this, you're gonna tell other people there's an exciting coffee podcast out there run by two guys who love coffee and are really keen on teaching people more about coffee. So do check us out on Instagram,
Black Plus Coffee again.
Yeah,
and yeah, Philip has mentioned again, for sponsorships, for any sort of communication, for topic suggestion, for stuff that you would like us to include on the show to talk about, feel free to DM us or send that email and blackpluscoffee@gmail.com. Something quite interesting so that I found this week is that Starbucks is introducing an olive oil.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
coffee. That is quite interesting.
I can't stomach olive oil, but olive oil is, funny enough, it's tasty.
Is it?
Like, it is tasty. It is like, it's like
great. Have you tasted it raw, like without?
Nah, I haven't. Like, mostly they refine it, but raw, you can, like, the people who have it on bread, like normal bread, like sourdough bread. Yeah, just have olive oil. It's nice, like, to be honest, I don't know about it being in a drink. That's a different thing.
That's a whole revolution. But yeah, it was launched in Italy. So hopefully it's going to come. Hopefully it's going to come soon in South Africa. Can we taste that one?
Yeah, that's good.
I just got mixed reaction from people. Like, no.
Yeah, I don't know about oil in my coffee, but I'm struggling to drink milk in itself, which has oil somehow. I'm already struggling.
But coffee has oil. Well.
No, I know, but it's stuff that I'm used to now, that acquired taste.
Okay.
But milk and olive oil and whatnot, that would be interesting. But we'll see. We'll talk about it as soon as we try it out. We'll give feedback on that. I'm sure it's exciting.
It's exciting.
Hey, for people who love olive oil on drinks, that's something new for them. And Starbucks are always doing something different, so that's gonna be exciting.
We'll keep an eye on that one, but that's it from us. We are Black Plus Coffee.
We love coffee.
We drink coffee.
We are out. Cheers, guys.